This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi there. So 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Wednesday, May 13th.
Yeah. All day. It was Wednesday. Wet Nose Wednesday. All day we had a great cat, too, from Voices of Change Animal League in Marion County.
Yeah, it makes me, again, makes me feel really, really good. I haven't checked in with the shelters lately, but I know that there was a waiting list of foster parents.
Isn't that amazing?
So that, you know, the dogs and, you know, workers didn't have to go take care of dogs and cats, that people would just kind of watch them until after coronavirus. But I have a feeling they're going to grow on each other, so...
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's pretty cool. It's great to have the companionship. And there's been several shelters that have celebrated, look, all the dogs and cats are being fostered right now. And so that helps because they don't have to come in to work to clean the cages and maybe expose themselves to the virus, too.
Yeah. We found out that middle-aged people are more stressed than anybody in previous generations.
Yeah, I found out that I'm no longer middle-aged. I've already passed middle age. I had no idea. Middle age is considered 45 to 64.
Yeah, I found that
it's in my rear-view mirror right now.
I knew I was middle-aged, Storm, when I go through Publix and the music that I used to listen to as a kid are not playing.
When hair starts growing out of your ears in places you had no idea you could grow hair, that's when you're middle-aged.
That's so funny. My hairstylist, back when I used to get my hair cut, she...
Good times.
Yeah, it was the subtle hint of the buzzer going the inside of my ear. I'm like, uh-oh.
What are you doing?
Never
I'm
had that happen
up these
before.
Giant hairs or this hedgehog that's growing in your ear here.
But what we found out is that there was a survey done, and they found that generally, when it comes to being stressed, we're more stressed now than we were back in 1995.
Yeah, and most Americans, like if you're not middle aged, you get about a 2%. More daily stress.
Yes.
But if you're middle-aged, what do the numbers jump up to?
19%.
Wow, that's a factor of 10, just about. So there's something about middle-aged. Well, I guess it's adult responsibilities, mortgages, family. I don't know. That's the time your kids get married. It's... I mean, just things can feel like they're being piled onto you, I guess.
Well, and at least for me, it's also your own mortality. This is where, I might need to start taking blood pressure medication or, you know, I can't seem to lose this weight. And why I am going in for a procedure. I've never gone in for a procedure in my life.
And it's day drinking. Apparently that's bad.
Yeah, I guess that's wrong for some reason. Let's see. Laundry stripping.
This is new. Never knew about laundry stripping. Apparently, when you do your laundry, there are things left in your clothes that look clean and smell clean, but there's soap and there's minerals, there's body oils that have collected. But there is a way, because we're all so bored now and doing so much more laundry.
Yeah.
Isn't it incredible how many more loads of laundry we're doing now? At least I am. I mean... Well, I barely walked by the washer without throwing something in there.
When you have two kids, the washing machine's on all the
24/7,
time.
24/7, that's right. What is laundry stripping?
So laundry stripping involves taking your clothes or whatever, hot water, and mixing it with hot water and boric.
The borax solution. And you just soak it for a while, right?
Mm-hmm. And apparently what it does is it's pretty strong. It will actually leach out anything that's left in your clothes. And people are going to social media showing like a bathtub of clear water. Mm-hmm. They put the solution in along with like a bed sheet. And then you look at it and the water's gray or murky.
So that comes out of the bed sheet. I don't think you'd want to do it with colors, though, right?
Yeah.
Would they leach the colors out?
Yeah, it'll leach them out and will cause, like, if you know, remember the old days when a red sock was in the whites and everything was pink?
Oh, yeah. I still have pink underwear somewhere.
Yeah, that's kind of what's going to happen, so be aware of that.
Okay, so just do like white sheets and towels to try it out if you want a laundry strip. So today's laundry strip day, kids.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, boy.
For almost 15% of Americans, 14.7% of Americans have found themselves unemployed, and many of them just over the last 60 days. It's really one of the, I've never thought I would experience what we're going through right now in my lifetime.
These are depression type numbers from the 1930s.
And now we're seeing that states and cities, I think Los Angeles is extending their lockdown for three more months, as well as New York.
Right.
Fortunately, we don't live in those areas. But the problem is that as we found out when New York locked itself down the first time, all the New Yorkers came down to Florida.
Uh-huh.
And so it's kind of like everyone kind of needs to lock down so that nobody can travel. But in any case, if you do find yourself unemployed, this is from financial experts. And you really have to kind of, regardless of what your circle of friends are going on or what you see online, you need to trust these experts because they're correct. They say utmost, number one, you need to start with the unemployment insurance.
Right. File for unemployment the minute you learn you've lost your job, or if you even feel, you know, the hammer going to drop on you. Other people are getting you up fired at your place of work. And here's the deal. When you file for unemployment, and there's been so many problems, I was telling on the air, like tonight at 5:30, they're going to shut down the Florida system for maintenance. They usually do it every night at 8 o'clock, you know, for some reason, because the thing is just a mess. But when you finally do get your unemployment insurance, it will be paid retroactively to the day you lost your job. So it may be tough to get on, but just hang in there and keep trying because there'll be some back payments there.
There will be. And just keep in mind that the system's just overwhelmed. That's why it's taking so long. So if you're on the phone long periods of time trying to speak to somebody, be patient. Understand you're going to be waiting, probably waiting all day. Okay. So maybe plan your errands and your chores around that. The same can be true for getting COBRA and benefits insurance. That's the bridge between jobs so that in case something happens, for instance, you have a heart attack or a stroke or something, that you have some sort of medical insurance to cover that so that you're not left out in the cold. And then really do a deep dive into your budget. This is stuff that you probably already know, but you probably didn't know, is that you need to call these people.
Yeah, communicate with the companies that you have bills with. They're not going to be surprised you're calling.
Nope.
Lots of people are, but they also have programs there for you. And it's always best to be proactive. Let them know, hey, I lost my job. I might have trouble coming up with the rent.
And just from somebody who's worked on customer service before, everything that you ever say to an agent, you've ever said in an account, is recorded. We used to call it the core. And it's all listed there. So as you're talking to me, I can scroll up and down and get kind of a feeling as to why you're calling. Let's say, you know, if somebody was calling up every week saying that they couldn't make their payment, and then they're calling up with some sort of dog and, you know, pony show. I already know what's going to happen. But if you see somebody who's been very diligent to say, hey, I think I might be losing my job, what should I do? And then, it's all documented there.
Right.
I would go above and beyond working for those people because they're legit. They're not trying to scam the system. So be communication and be open and be honest with these people. And as we mentioned in another show, if you agree on a payment plan, stick to it.
Right.
If it's not going to work, tell them at the beginning. It's not
going
to work.
Back. Yeah, call them back. But the three steps are, if you file for unemployment, get COBRA, which will be your health insurance bridge, and then make sure that you call the people you owe money to. These things will really help you out in the long run.
So the Centers for Disease Control says anytime you are out and about in a public setting, you should have a mask on.
I do exactly to protect you and to protect me.
It protects everyone. Uh-huh. And you may have seen this internet sensation going across talking about continual or prolonged use of face masks results in breathing too much of your own exhaled carbon dioxide.
And causes carbon dioxide toxicity. And that's what my Facebook friends from Facebook University, who last week were economists and now they're virologists, and they're telling us about this. This is all wrong. Okay?
It is.
If the air comes in, the carbon dioxide goes out. Okay.
Yes.
If you're breathing into a plastic bag, that's something else. But when you have a cloth covering over your face or an N95 mask or whatever, no, these are designed to have the air go in and the air goes out, including the bad air.
Yeah, most likely the air feels stuffy as you breathe. With my N95. Because I have asthma, and I was lucky to find one. It does. It gets kind of humid is the word I use. But that's
the air is moist when you exhale, and you'll see those respiratory droplets. make your face feel moist, but you're not poisoning yourself.
You're
that's
not.
Just a reaction to, you know, it's just what happens.
Yeah, so don't pay any attention to those particular memes and what have you. Yeah. All right, we found some people being entrepreneurs in the moment of despair. We've heard of the bikini, but have you heard of the trikini?
All right, I had no idea what this meant, but this makes a lot of sense. An Italian designer did it kind of as a joke, but people like the trikini so much. She's making them by hand right now.
Yeah, trikini
is
a bikini with a face mask.
Yeah, so you got the bottom, you got the top, and of course the matching face mask.
Yes, yeah, and they all match. And the sad part about this is that she would love to mass produce these, but the factories that make her design are shut down. Mm-hmm. So she's actually making these by hand. And so if you can get on the list, it's pretty inventive, but she really just did it as a joke. She put it up on social media, her daughter's modeling her trikinis, and the rest, they say, is history. So she's got a bright future ahead of her, I think. And then finally, we learned about the slowest jigsaw puzzle on planet Earth. It would be created by the people that bring you slow ketchup.
Okay. Heinz has its own puzzle. Now, there aren't a whole lot of these. They're apparently given away on Instagram. But what makes this so special, Chris?
Makes it so special is that it is 570 pieces that make the picture of red.
Yeah, it's their logo shape in red, so every piece, there is no pattern to it, folks. You just have to go by the shapes and not the patterns that are on the tiles. So this could be the most frustrating slow puzzle on Earth. This is going to take a while on the forget the dining room table. It's going to be a puzzle table for a long time now.
Yeah, for sure. If you're interested in picking it up, just go to the Heinz Ketchup Instagram page. It's actually pinned up at the top. You would just comment in there who you'd like to play, or who would you like to solve this puzzle with, like a best friend type thing, and you might win one.
Yeah, and who wants a fast puzzle, right?
I hate them. They drive me insane. And there's our show for today, Wednesday, May 13th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
I'll wear my mask. You wear your mask. And remember, the sun is always shining. We'll see you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.